If your worst day becomes a chore, try new Tide and worry no more.
Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose's orchestra, Marine Title, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled The Big Business Venture, and it stars Red Skelton.
Hello?
Hello, Rod, this is Red. I've got a terrific idea I want to talk to you about, so I'll be right over.
Okay, Red.
Don't go away.
Thought I'd never get here.
Hey, how come you drove your car over here? You only live next door.
Well, I didn't want to waste time phoning for a cab, you know.
Skelton, what are you so excited about?
Well, Rod, I'm going to let you in on some little money, boy. Mm-hmm. How about you and me going in business together?
Well, we're in business together now on radio.
Oh, yeah.
Or did Procter & Gamble find that loophole in your contract?
Please don't put ideas like that in our head. Television is just around the corner tapping us on the shoulder. Don't do that.
Well, what sort of business did you want to go into?
I don't know. Let's pick up something. Everybody's trying to sell these days. Now, we'll just look through the morning paper and see what we can find.
Okay, let's look through the want ad section.
Okay. Hey, get a load of this item in the personal column. Young man with pet skunk would like to meet young lady with Airwick. Ozzy trades these.
No.
I said that. Huh? I knew that joke would stink. I didn't want to leave it in there.
You're making me self-conscious.
Oh, what, the airway? Hey, how about this one? Read that.
Will you go ahead?
No, mine just laid an egg. I'm not going to lay two in a row. Read it.
For sale. Rabbit ranch. Stock includes two rabbits and adding machine.
Gave it to you now.
Hey, this one looks good.
Oh.
High-class restaurant in exclusive neighborhood.
Oh?
Owner must sell because of ill health.
Oh, he's probably been eating his own food, huh?
But what do we do with a restaurant?
Oh, I don't know. I love to cook. Remember the birthday cake I baked for you?
I sure do. The only part I could eat was the candles.
Yeah. We'll be glad when Edna gets back. You got all the jokes. Well, my cake wasn't too bad. CBS is going to use it for the cornerstone of the new television studio. Hey, come on, let's go take a look at this restaurant. It'll be a good investment.
All right, but I'm only doing it for one reason.
Yeah, if you say no, it's going to be an awful short show. Come on, look, by the time we should get there, Dave Rose and his orchestra will have played Be My Love.
isn't any doubt. From
the girl I married knows so well that when tide's in dirt's out,
I get one cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-P-E Tide.
You know, when Tide promises you folks the cleanest wash in town, we've got hundreds of laboratory tests for proof. Why, we've tested every kind of soap there is, including probably all the soaps you've ever tried yourself. And the plain and simple answer is, Tide just downright gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. No doubt about it. We've proved it. You've proved it, too, right in your own washing machines. We've got the facts and figures, but you've got cleaner clothes. The cleaner clothes your family wears. The cleaner linens in your home. Yes, all you need is a washing machine heaped high with those Tide suds. Then a quick rinse, and lady, you're hanging up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Say, this sure is an exclusive neighborhood. There's not a soul around.
Say, this looks like the restaurant that's for sale.
Yeah.
Gee, what a hole in the wall.
You ain't kidding. What, many a mouse has found a home there. What do you say? Let's go in and talk to the owner. Come on, boy. Boy, those cobwebs over the door are really strong. This is the place we're going to buy, huh?
Yeah. Business must be booming.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
good. Well, come right in, fellas. What can I do for you? You're not hiding out from the place, are you?
We'd like to hide out from this place, yeah. No, we're not hiding from the police.
Can't figure out what you're doing in this dump, you bill collectors?
No.
You're not looking for a handout?
No, we got plenty of money. Show them, Rod.
Oh, no, it's too much trouble. I'd have to take off my girdle to get to my money bell.
You got money, huh?
Oh, yes.
Business must not be too good. You know, there isn't a soul in here.
Yeah, but you should see it at lunchtime.
Oh?
Yeah, it's worse. Now you take dinner time. That's when the place is crowded.
Oh?
The only trouble is they're all my relatives and they eat off the top.
Well, that saves on plates anyhow, don't it?
I used to do pretty good business before they put that new highway out in front.
Oh?
Now you see the cars never go past here slower than 55 miles an hour.
Really?
You mean nobody ever stops?
Only when they have a nasty accident.
See, we don't know who wrote this. Somebody just slid it under the door and we're reading.
Well, then I sell
them. Keep punching, boy.
Then I sell the victims a few hamburgers while they're waiting for the ambulance.
Oh?
If it wasn't for them women drivers, I'd go broke.
Well, I'm glad you told us this place is not doing any business. We came in to buy it.
Oh, did I understand you to say you're interested in buying this gold mine?
Yeah. Gold mine? You just told us that you were... It's a flop.
Oh, now, look, please do me a favor.
What?
Buy the business before I become a millionaire. You see, I hate to pay taxes.
Oh. Well, you read like you hate to get laughs, too. What do you want for the joint?
5,000 wouldn't buy it.
I'm one of the 5,000.
No, I mean money.
Oh, well, I wouldn't pay more than $50 for it.
Well, that's close enough. Here's the key.
Well, here's my $25. Come on, Rod, give him your $25.
Sure.
Thank you, gents. I give you the business.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Top of the morning to you.
Huh?
I say top of the morning to you.
The bottom of the deck to you, too. Well, Skelton? Sounds like somebody that was late for Father Carney's parish this morning.
We're in the restaurant business, so yep. Now what'll we do?
Well, let's go out someplace and have lunch.
Hey, Red.
Huh?
Look out in the front there.
What's that?
Isn't that Trigger Happy McGee and the racketeer getting out of his car?
Yeah, boy, they say he's tough, too.
Yeah.
I heard that when he was born, the doctor slapped him on the back. He drew out a .22 from his diaper and shot him. Uh-oh, he's coming in here. Get behind the counter. Look busy. Get under the counter. It'll be better.
He slammed the door so hard he broke the glass.
Yeah, great sense of humor.
Hey, Twinkle Toes.
Huh?
How about a demitasty?
A demitasty? Well, I'm sorry, we don't serve hard liquor in here.
Look, comic. A demitasty is a digest version of a cup of coffee. Now, let's have some.
Oh, a cup of coffee. Coming right up, sir. Yes, sir. A cup of coffee. Yes, sir. Demitasty. How about a little cream? Nothing stingy about this place. How about sugar?
Yeah, one lump.
One lump. Coming up. Deep cup, believe me. Now, make yourself right home and drink your demitasty.
If it's all the same with you, blabbermouth, I'm going to make myself comfy and put my artillery on the counter.
Yep. You've been out playing trick or treat?
Don't let him scare you, Red. He's only bluffing with that tough talk.
Yeah, I'm only bluffing with these goose pimples, too.
I've got a spoon, Big Mouth.
Yeah, a spoon. Yes, sir. Coming right up. There you are.
Quit stalling and hand it over to me.
You could wait till I let go of it, couldn't you?
Come over here a minute, Skeleton.
Your name's Skeleton.
I'm referring to your future.
What is it you want?
Well, that cup of coffee was good. A little bit chewy. Just the way I like it.
Yeah, well, I'd pour you another cup, but this is only a half-hour show.
All right, I'll step around some other time.
Goodbye, huh? He broke that window a while ago as he walked in, remember? Turn pages, boy. Catch up.
Hey, Red. We better clean this place up before the customers start coming in.
Yeah, you put a new glass in that door.
Yeah?
And I'll dust off some of these pies so they won't look so stale.
Say, you need a short order, Cook. I'm going to put a sign on the window. Maybe that'll get one in.
That's a good idea. Now, there's a lot of work to be done around here, and I don't intend just standing around. So if you want me, I'll be out in the kitchen taking a nap.
Well, don't strain yourself. Oh, there's a guy looking at that help wanted sign I put in the window. It's that punch drunk fighter, Cauliflower McPug. It's always hearing bells and birds.
No, nice blinkers on you, boy. Nice blinkers. Hey, you want to have a door put on that door there? You want to have a bell put on that door? You put a bell on that door, and you can tell when people are coming in. Get smart, boy. Get a bell on that door.
Listen. There is a bell on that door. Yeah. Didn't you hear it ring when you came in?
When you're a wine guy or something? You know I didn't hear no bell. What do you think I am, Punky or something? What do you want in here, a pet store? One of them parakeets are noisy, isn't it?
Cauliflower, for your information, this is a restaurant.
Well, from what I hear, you're catering to nothing but boys. Why don't you wait on them canaries? They're pinging for their duffel, you know.
I saw you looking at that sign in the window. Is that what you came in here about?
Yeah, that's what I came in here about, that sign in the window. Oh. Tell me, how long has your clearance sale been going on?
Look, the sign doesn't say anything about a clearance sale. It says, short order, cook wanted. Can't you read?
Sure I can read. I can read reading, but I can't read writing. And that writing is wrote rotten, believe me. Oh, grab an apple for the teacher. The school bell just rung.
How punchy can you get?
What's that?
I said, how punchy can you get?
Well, that's pretty hard to tell. I'm rather young yet, you know. Hey, you need a cook in this joint, huh? How about hiring me, huh? How about hiring me?
What do you know about cooking?
Well, for 3 years I was on KP in the Army. I used to cook the food for the whole regiment, and they loved it. They just loved my cooking, you know. I was the pride of the Canine Corps.
The Canine Corps?
Yes.
What were you, a dog face?
I was a... Oh, that's you. That's you. You didn't get much of a lab when you see you.
Why do you want to work here? Aren't you fighting anymore?
I fight a couple of nights a week at the Bono.
Well, then you'll want 2 nights a week off.
Oh, no, no. Just 2 minutes. You see, my bouts, I get them over with in a hurry. I speed up my... Oh, stop that, will you?
What's the matter with you?
Oh?
What's the matter with you?
Oh, some guy always tap me on the shoulder, but when I turn around, he's never there.
But tell me something. After you have a fight, will you feel like working?
Believe me, I won't feel anything. One thing about me, I always come out after a fight in the same condition I go in, unconscious, you know. But, you know, I was a boy, a flock of them flew over that time. You take my fight last week. I was fighting Jim Harkins, see, over in Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And the way he came after me, why, you'd think he was trying to drum up business for a Montgomery.
For a what?
For a mortuary. So hard I can't breathe down the back of my neck now. Boy, I hit that sandwich and I bounced for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
My manager had to dribble me back to the dressing room.
Well, no wonder you walk around on your heels. Your brains are scrambled.
Oh, yeah? You think I'm punchy? You ought to see that wrestler I room with. There is a guy that's really gone.
What do you mean?
This guy is really gone. Huh? He flies all over the country just to show the people what a good pilot he is. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He got no airplane. I know I'm his co-pilot.
Well, I'm sorry, Cauliflower. Really? I can't hire you for a cook, but we need a dishwasher.
Dishwasher?
And the job is yours if you want it.
Well, what do you pay, boy? What do you pay?
$4 a day.
Oh, well, now that's reasonable. That's reasonable.
Of course, out of that $4, I have to deduct $3 a day for your meals.
Well, that's reasonable. That's reasonable.
And then there's another deduction for income tax, Social Security, and medical insurance. That comes to 92 cents a day.
Well, that's reasonable.
Now, let's see. That leaves you with a net earning of 8 cents a day.
Oh.
And that's not counting your car fare.
That cost me 10 cents a day.
Uh-huh. Are you sure you want the job, Cauliflower?
Sure, I need the money.
Cauliflower. On second thought, I don't think I can use you as a dishwasher.
That's okay. Think nothing of it. I got to run anyhow. You see, I'm a volunteer fireman, and I hear a third alarm bell ringing. I'll see you later, boy.
Hey, Rod, come here a minute. Come here, look.
What do you want, Red?
Look, I put a board on that door where the glass was broken. Now we can slam it hard and it won't break. What? Clever, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Must have been a cheap board.
Say, Skelton.
What?
Already I think we made a bad investment.
Oh, give it a chance, boy. Let's put some life in the place. Put a nickel in that joke box. Youth box, will you? I joke for a nickel right now.
Well, tell me, what record are you going to select?
Well, here's a good Western tune. It's sung by Roy Rogers' horse, Trigger.
Trigger sings?
Yeah, but he's accompanied by Tennessee Ernie and his cow orchestra. It features Elsie and her magic milking bucket.
Well, let's not waste it just on us.
Oh.
Pick out another record.
All right, how about this one? Dave Rose and his orchestra playing Paris. Oui, oui.
If you hate to wash dishes, then you're going to love Tide.
Well, I certainly hate to wash dishes. Why am I going to love Tide?
Because Tide does dishes easier and faster and pleasanter.
Well, what about the greasy water dishwashing makes? I really hate that.
Then you are going to love Tide. Because when Tide's in your dish pan, greasy water is out. For Tide cuts grease amazingly. Seems to make it disappear. And that sudsy water stays so fresh and pleasant, your hands will love it.
Well, that's fine, but dishwashing takes time. I hate that part, too.
Then I repeat, you're going to love Tide. Because Tide does dishes quick as 1, 2, 3. First, you wash your dishes in those billowy Tide suds. Next, you rinse them. Then, just let them drain dry. No wiping needed. You see, unlike soap, Tide leaves no dulling soap film. So dishes and glasses sparkle without wiping. Yes, Tide makes dishwashing easier and quicker and pleasanter. So remember, if you hate to wash dishes, then you're going to love Tide.
Say, Rod, I'm going to run over to the insurance company and take out some fire insurance on this joint.
Okay, and on your way back, stop at the store and pick up a box of matches and some kerosene.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we figured out a way to make some money off of this restaurant. I'll see you later, boys.
And don't slam that door. Just spent an hour putting a new glass in it.
Yeah, look who's coming across the street.
It's Junior. She's running right out in front of the traffic. Good heavens, I better run out and see if he's all right. Junior, are you hurt?
Didn't get a scratch, kiddo. Didn't get a scratch. But did you notice that Cadillac is wearing an off-the-shoulder Chevrolet?
Junior, you know better than to run out in the street.
Never mind that fact, though. I come over here to talk a little business with you. Shall we step into your place of establishment?
Come on in, Junior. But don't slam the door because I just put a new glass in it and it might break.
You can't break glass by slamming the door.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can? Well, thanks for your permission.
Junior, how could you?
Well, you just told me I could. For goodness sake, if you want another demonstration, I'll have to put glass in that door again.
For 2 cents, I'd give you a whipping.
Oh, I should pay you 2 cents at home. I can get all I want for nothing.
Well, go away now and don't bother me. I'm busy.
Now, that's what I have come over to see you about, Fatso. This restaurant has got to go.
Why does it have to go?
Because I happen to be running a lemonade stand across the street, see?
Yeah.
And I can't stand any competition, see? Mm-hmm. Now, I give you 24 hours to clear out, get lost.
What if I don't feel like clearing out?
You see this brick I got here in my hand?
I'm looking.
Now, take a look at your big bay window.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one you tote, the other one. Now, put two and two together, see? Can you imagine how drafty it's going to be in here?
Yes, I can. Now, Junior, there's no need to threaten me. I'm sure we can get along doing business in the same neighborhood. After all, I don't sell lemonade. You don't sell food.
Yes, I do. I sell food. My stand is world famous for mud pies.
Now, who would buy mud pies?
I tell you who. The folks who drink my lemonade. It tastes so lousy that they buy the mud pies just throw at me. You should see me at the end of a busy day. I'm loaded with pennies and covered with mud. I is known as the filthy witch.
Well, Junior, to show you there's no hard feelings, I'll give you some sugar for your lemonade. How's that?
Well, that's great. Could you also give me a lemon? The one I've been using I had for 4 months now, you see. Getting a little browned and moldy. I don't know why. I only had it a couple of months. That's what happened.
Well, don't look now, but here comes your mother.
Oh, the hairbrush kid rides again. I was wondering how long it was going to take her to discover that I figured out the combination on my crib.
Oh, hello, Rod. Have you seen Junior?
Well, he was here a minute ago. Oh, there he is, peeking out of the garbage disposal.
You're still pigging.
Junior, get out of that garbage disposal. Somebody's liable to turn the switch on and you'll clog up the plumbing.
Yes. Well, I'm glad somebody loved me around here. Mummy, you sure look pretty, Dad.
Oh.
I go to work
on you. Now, don't you start that huffity-muggufity stuff with
Mummy,
me.
Mummy, what's your language? Edna's listening.
Oh, now, stop trying to change the subject. How many times have I told you never to cross the street alone?
Well?
Now, what am I going to do with him?
Well, I know a good taxidermist where you could have him stuffed, Chief.
Oh, Oh, Rod, how can you ever think of such a thing?
Yes, how do you think of things?
He wouldn't look good hanging over the fireplace.
No. Look, if you're both so anxious to stuff me, how about using it with ice cream and cake, huh? How about that? That banana pie there looks delicious.
Junior, get your hands off that pie.
No, I want it, Mommy. Let go.
No, Junior, stop tugging. Now, stop that.
You folks who have been watching those Tommy things on television, you know how this is going to end.
Junior, let go of that pie.
Okay, kiddo.
Junior!
Well, you said let go of it. It's the first time I've ever enjoyed obeying you.
Oh! Wait till I get my hands on
you. You never take me alive!
He's going out the back door. Don't slam it, Junior!
That's funny. It didn't break.
Let's face it. They don't make glass the way they used to.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day miracle, Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets couples cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E-Tide. T-I-D-E-Tide.
Again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Goldwyn Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature. Transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.